USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Once again, the House of Representatives is trying to pick a speaker. A fourth vote is underway after Kevin McCarthy failed in three ballots yesterday to get 218 votes. As many as 20 of his Republican colleagues did not support him, including Chip Roy of Texas, who says it's not a big deal.
Somebody who lives right now in, like, Des Moines, Iowa, and they're going to their job, they're going to school. Oh, no, 24 hours without a speaker in the House. Like, we're a body. We can go pass motions. We can do whatever. If there's an emergency, we can do whatever we need to.
It is a big deal, however, to New York's Mike Lawler.
For them to continue to gripe and air petty grievances, frankly, is disgraceful. And they need to get on board so that we can get about the work we were elected to do.
And Democrats like Luis Aguilar says Republicans are ignoring their duties in favor of being
obsessed with power and their own personal advancement at the expense of working families and the needs of everyday Americans.
President Biden is in northern Kentucky today with the governor and Senator Mitch McConnell to mark the beginning of a new bridge over the Ohio River, a huge project made possible by the huge infrastructure bill passed in 2021. GM reports a slight gain in the number of vehicles it sold in the USA last year, more than 2 million. That's up about 2.5% from 2021 and slightly better than number two, Toyota. The tech company's sales force is laying off 10% of its 80,000 worldwide workforce and reducing its office space in some cities. It blames a surplus of workers and its clients being more cautious with spending. And mortgage applications were down by more than 13% last week as interest rates remain high, just over 6.6% for a 30-year fixed loan. The Mortgage Bankers Association also says fewer of us are trying to refinance our existing loans. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Monday's frightening football scene at the Bills-Bengals game demonstrates the importance of making sure that your child is healthy before taking part in sports.
Just about every kid playing high school sports gets a physical, and usually that includes a look at the heart.
It is pretty common these days for athletes to at least get an electrocardiogram.
Dr. Alan Anderson with the University of Texas Health System says there's a very good reason for that.
Because it does stand the chance of picking up abnormalities that otherwise wouldn't manifest themselves until the player drops dead on the field.
Anderson says despite all the precautions, sudden cardiac arrest is the most common cause of death among young athletes. I'm Lance Pry.
So given all of that, why does anybody play football?
This is the risk that players run. They're living their dream. They want to play in the NFL, but it's a violent game, and we have to recognize that.
Texas Congressman-elect Colin Allred came to Dallas with the Tennessee Titans when he was hurt.
I got hit the wrong way. I lost feeling in my right arm. I was basically unable to get up because I couldn't use my right arm to get up. Had to kind of rock myself onto my feet. Yeah. That was the last time I ever stepped onto a football field.
Allred says it's every player's nightmare that the next play may be their last. Meanwhile, there's no word yet from the NFL on how to resolve the still unresolved Bills-Bengals game, which affects the playoff standings of both teams, as well as a couple of other teams. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.